As a reminder from the previous lesson, a rapid increase in total lightning typically precedes severe weather and can be used to significantly increase warning lead time. However, if you've spent any time looking at lightning products in AWIPS, you are well aware of the overwhelming amount of lightning data that is displayed. At the time this lesson was made, a minimum of 215 different lightning products are currently included in AWIPS. This overwhelming number of data products creates an issue when you're using lightning data to aid in warning decision making. Instead of lightning data helping to increase warning decision lead time, it may end up slowing you down in a seemingly endless maze of products. With that in mind, the goal of these next few modules is to equip you with a fundamental and big picture understanding of lightning products and AWIPS so you can quickly use that knowledge to help you get to where you need to go without getting lost in a maze of details.